okay, I'm nervous. I'm definitely nervous. I don't know why, probably because I'm on my own. I don't have the comfort of leaning on someone and asking them questions. And I also am so aware that my audience right now is just loads of people that I know. Hi, guys. But it's kind of weird in that way, you know? But the only way out is through. So, this is my podcast. Kind of crazy. I guess I'll start with the reason why I started a podcast. I have been screenwriting for a few years now. I want to say, like, I mean, I've been saying that I'm trying to be a screenwriter for like 5 years. And then I think I've been screenwriting since I was pregnant, when I was pregnant with my little girl 3.5 years ago. I was really bored and I was like, right, this is a good time to write. And so I started to write and I thought it was good. I don't know if I'm delusional, but like, I think a lot of my shit is good. And I showed it to my parents and there was some sex in it, you know, so they were like weird about it, to be expected, because it's kind of like when you first start writing anything, it all feels autobiographical, you know, even though it's not, you know, it's like the more you write, the more things become like an imaginative endeavor. So when I initially started writing, it was just much more, it was like myself was hidden, I didn't hide myself as well. So my poor parents, like my first readers as well, you know, very sweet. But so I first started screenwriting then, but then I'd say after Ava was born, I was trying to get into the Masters of Screenwriting in IADT, which I did last year. And so I wrote loads to try and get into that. And that was when I really got, it almost just became a part of my day then, you know, like I was like, it just became this almost compulsion, not to write specifically, but to generate ideas, to think about characters, to think about not messages as such, but like questions that I have about the universe. And I could cry. See, I could cry talking about writing. It kind of is. I'm sorry, guys. I cry. I cry too much. I cry too much. And so I feel more relaxed now. Woo! But I kind of have questions about the world and why people act certain ways. And also, I think a lot of who we are is what we've experienced and the relationships we've had and our relationships with our parents and our relationships with sex and our relationships with love and our relationships with the world, you know, like how we interact with the world. And I'm so curious in that sense. So like, I'm fascinated by human beings. Like, I'm like, what, you like roast potatoes the most? You know, like any kind of information about someone is really satisfying to me in a strange way. Like, I think a lot of my friends know that, like, I could sit in the corner talking to anybody about nearly anything and find it interesting. And so I've always had that curiosity. And screenwriting is a real satisfying way to digest information and also have an output that's creative. It's just so fucking satisfying. Like, it's just, it's like no other feeling have I had except for when I've written something that I'm like, this is exceptional, which I think is exceptional. People might not like my shit, but like, I fucking love my shit and that's what matters, you know? And so I started properly writing then since I had Ava, my little girl, about 3 years ago, and I applied for the screenwriting masters, but I hadn't really done enough. And also, I kind of underestimated how much I was going to love Ava. I really did. Like, I was like, I'm going to get back to work. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm going to be one of these moms and I'm going to go back to work, you know? And then when she was born, I was like, nobody else can mind her. You know, like, I got really protective. And obviously Ava, a lot of you know, has specific needs, which I don't want to go into too much because like, that's her world and her story. But I was just very much aware that, like, this is my human being to take care of. Again, see, maybe, I hate to say it, but maybe I am due my period. But, like, no, maybe I'm not due my period. Maybe it's just emotional talking about my daughter. But so then I was being a mom most of the time, you know? So screenwriting had to take a back foot. And so I always had ideas and I always write down ideas and I always do little bits of work where I can. But I find myself the most irritated by motherhood when I'm in the middle of trying to work and it's not working out. So I was like, you know, fuck this. I'm not going to go balls deep on screenwriting and working until Ava is able, you know, until Ava is fully able to detach, and like if I'm able to detach, you know what I mean? Like I'm the needy one in the relationship with me and Ava. I'm like, kiss me more. But so I was definitely like aware of how motherhood was going to take precedent, and I was kind of relieved, you know, because for me, I don't know, like this has become a tangent and now I'm just becoming indulgent, but I'm going to keep talking and see if we can like pull it back into a narrative that makes sense for an episode. But I was very aware, like when I was younger, I didn't know if I wanted to be a mom. You know, I was always like, I always wanted to foster or adopt. And I think that that's because I was like, we can fast track through the, you know, the baby years, the really dependent years. And also I just didn't have that like natural maternal instinct. You know, I was quite tomboyish. I was quite, like, I was just quite, I'm Sagittarius. I was quite wild, you know, like I just loved to travel, loved to be independent. Didn't really love the idea of being responsible in general, let alone for a human fucking being, you know. I have to learn to drink this in a way that's semi-attractive because I feel like it's so big. And so I was like, okay, let's lean all the way into motherhood. I didn't know if I was going to have kids. So then when Ava came, I was kind of relieved because it had been decided for me. She was a surprise. And it felt really meant to be, like in a weird cosmetic way. It felt like, of course, I'm supposed to be Ava's mom. You know, like this is the answer to what I was curious, like what I was wondering about where my life was going to go. I was like, you know, she landed in and I was like, well, duh, this is it, you know. So if I leaned into that and I was like, well, I'm going to be the best mom ever to her. To Ava, I don't know if I'd be the best mom to all kids, you know, but like for Ava, I felt like we suit each other so much, you know, she's like my soulmate, you know, she's the best. So when she was born, I was like, right, I'm going to lean all in. I'm going to do as much work as I can. You know, her dad takes her on the weekends. He's phenomenal. He's the best ever. And so I was like, on those days, I'll try and work, but I'm not going to do it to a point where I'm stressed or resenting motherhood as much, you know. That was hard, you know. I'll do an episode on motherhood because that shit was fucking hard, you know. That first year, oof, the boobs, you know, sorry, guys, but like we don't talk about it enough, you know. It's a real robbery physically, you know, like it's you're physically robbed. And like, I wasn't ready. I was not ready. So that whole process, I was like, right, go easy on yourself. Go easy on Ava, you know, like let's just digest this whole change. So I knew I wanted to be a screenwriter, but I was kind of putting it on the back burner a little bit until Ava got bigger. Then last year, I figured I could afford to do 2 days a week masters in IIDT in screenwriting. Which was phenomenal, you know. It was like a real breakout moment for me where I was actually physically leaving the house, you know, because a lot of screenwriting is insular and it's a lot of time by yourself with your computer, and it's a real emotional endeavor for me. I think Christopher Nolan is one of those people who's a little bit his movies have an emotional touch, but like as in my, I really excavate like my fucking soul when I write. I'm so dramatic, I'm sorry, I'm so dramatic, guys, but I was like, okay, this was a place that I could study it, that wasn't just me at home on the weekends writing. You know, I could be around other people talking about writing. I could be like, some of the lecturers are insane in the IIDT, you know, and the love of movies was just palpable in the room, and like it was just such an inspiring environment to be in. So when I started doing that, that was this time last year. And that was my first time kind of away from motherhood, being like, right, I can do 2 days a week, you know, and then I can work a little bit more on the weekends. Like I can manage this. And there was some times where it was really hard, like Ava got sick and so I couldn't go in. There was multiple weeks I couldn't attend, but it was college. You know, I wasn't paying anyone. Nobody was paying me. It wasn't a job. I didn't have to show up and like, I wasn't letting people down if I didn't go. It was just a bit of a bummer, you know. So I was like, right, okay, I'll do the master's. And I loved it. I wrote a feature, which you guys will see in 6 to 10 years. No, I'm joking. Film is so slow. But I don't know. I love it so much that I want to direct it. And I'll get to that in a second. But anyway, this is the next start. So then I wrote a feature. And for me, I'm underestimating my power of like staying on track with this story, I think. I think I'm going to be okay if I just don't overthink it. And so I was like, I was writing my feature, and for me, I'd written 3 pilots, 4 shorts, like I'd written a good chunk of stuff, but a feature for me is like a mountain to a screenwriter, you know, it's once you've written a feature, you've done it, you know. But like, as in, you know, it's like it's so what do you call that when it's so, I don't know the word I'm trying to think of, but it's a physical representation of commitment, discipline, talent, skill, structure, abilities. You know, it's like the CV of a writer is if you can tell a narrative over a film. Like for me anyway, like again, everyone gets up and through different ways. But for me, I really wanted to write a feature before I tried to start directing. And as I was writing everything, there's a writer that doesn't direct, and I'm not sure exactly who it was that said it, but they said that they hear the voices. Aaron Sorkin, I think it was. Aaron Sorkin said that he hears the voices, but he doesn't see it as much. And his writing is very theater-like. It's really dialogue heavy. It's fucking insane. So intimidating. But he hears, and he's a great director now, but he definitely was a bit more cautious coming into it, I think, because he could hear the voices and he couldn't always see the pictures. But my writing, I've always felt like I could see what was happening. I always felt like I could imagine what the clothes of my character were wearing. I could imagine the set. I always saw the emotions rather than hear the words, you know. And so I kind of always had the instinct to direct. And like my favorite filmmakers write and direct. So I always knew that that was my path. But again, being a mom, I feel like I'm on the bridge of tears through this whole thing. I'm sorry, guys. But being a mom, I was like, a director, it's so time consuming. You know, like you could be on set for 2 months and it's like 8 to 8 or whatever. You know, as a mom, like I didn't want to throw myself into something that was time heavy, physical heavy, and people relying on you and you relying on people. You know, it's like I needed something that was self-sustainable. A project until Ava gets older. It's all about Ava. Until Ava gets old enough that I can leave her more and it doesn't feel like the biggest part of her world is leaving. Her world is getting bigger. She started play school. And, you know, it's like I want to be able to leave her in a place where she's having fun and she doesn't miss me. You know, I don't want her to miss me as much as possible, like as much as I can stop that from happening. She's going to miss me a bit, of course. But like, I just wasn't ready to jump into directing. And I was so sad this got here, guys. She started play school. We started play school. Okay, to bed in the mind. She started play school. And we went in. No, just kidding. And so I was like, she's gone from me. You know, I was so dramatic. Like I dropped her at play school the first day and I was like, oh, she's gone now. This is it, the end of it. And then like a week later, sick. And like, I mean sick, like 3 weeks out of play school, sick. And I was like, okay, so this isn't the beginning of the end of her needing me as much. You know, I was like, if anything, she needs me a lot this year now. You know, she's getting sick. Like last week, she was off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I was like, okay, so it's not happening yet. And that's okay. You know, I was kind of expecting to throw myself into work almost because I thought I would have all these hours during the week and I thought I would have more hours, you know, so I kind of expected that I would have more time for work. And it didn't happen. And that's honestly great because it means more time with Ava, which is the priority of my life, you know? So like, it's, again, I could cry. But it's, again, it's, it was like a happy surprise that she was going to be at home with me. And like, she's sick, so it's not always great, but like, it definitely, it's like prolonged her childhood in a way or something. You know, it's prolonged this kind of like, it just, it's not, I don't miss her as much, you know? I don't have to miss her as much. So this is good. So I then was like, right, well, I need a project because I bought some equipment and I had some equipment bought for me by my baby daddy, who's one of the best people in the entire world, Adam. And so I had all this equipment and I was like, I need a fucking project, you know, like I need something to pour myself into that feels creative, that feels like it exhibits my voice in a way. It feels like I can make it mine, you know, it's mine. And it's my responsibility. It's everything is mine, you know? And so, and it gives me this wonderful opportunity to practice equipment because I'm going to be the type of director who kind of wants to have a bit of a control freak, you know? And I just don't think, from my perspective, I think different people make amazing things with completely different strategies in life. But from my perspective, I want to be able to direct people and have some experience in their field. Now, there's masters of every craft. I have, like, think DPs are just fucking insane. Editors, insane. Even lighting something, and, like, that's a DP again. But, like, even the physical act of setting stuff up in a fast, like, it's just all very respectable work. And I want to understand each person's job to a certain extent, so that if I ask something of them, it's not something that I wouldn't or couldn't or couldn't try at least to do myself, you know. And then I just feel like it will just give me a sense of respect that I for each person's job, and a sense of experience in each person's job, which will add to that respect, you know. And it will just help the communication be faster if I know, if I know the names of the things that I want, you know. It's just that's just my, I would feel insecure on a set if I didn't in some capacity understand the production side of things properly, you know. So I'm practicing everything through this endeavor, which is my podcast. So that's how I got here, you know, and I think I explained it in a good way. And so I'm giving it a go. Bear with me. So far I've been like really enjoying it. I'm recording this, which hopefully I won't have to edit too much. I'm recording this after shooting four guests, which are not going to be like Paul Mescal. No, I'm just kidding. One day. But the next week. Tune in. You'll see my brother, and then you'll see my dad. And I think I might actually do more individuals in between. You know, I think I'll stagger it. And I think I'll have some episodes where it's just me and I'm just going to be fucking talking shit, if you want to see that. Or if you don't, that's fine. I'm making it for me. And then some episodes, obviously, I'm so fucking curious. So I'm dying to get certain people on the podcast, like dying to, you know, just to pick their brain and to understand how they work and to learn from these geniuses, especially in the film industry in Ireland at the minute. Like, you know, there's lots of people who you could imagine would be on my list of people I'd like to talk to about film, who are, if it was ever to happen, way down the road, you know. But I have to put in this type of work. And I have to really understand what I want this to be. And I kind of toyed with the idea of like doing it privately, but then it feels like I almost need reactions to understand how I feel about it. I did my friend's podcast, Ashling, shout out, Not a Single Bother. You can see that. It's on my Instagram. You'll see it here on my Instagram or whatever. But I did that podcast to test out my own emotions. So I did that podcast. I did the podcast to kind of understand how I felt about exploiting myself. No, I'm just kidding. But like about opening up, you know, and chatting and conversating and conversing, which I actually prefer conversating. So, but, you know, like having that interaction and seeing how that would make me feel, like I was interested in my own psychology of it and like understanding. You know, like it's kind of strange. You don't really know who's going to listen to that. You know, like I didn't really realize that some of my uncles, Uncle Pat, I didn't realize that some of my family members were going to listen, you know. So like, and I could never have understood. I would never have learned those lessons if I didn't put myself out there. So I'm expecting and hoping that putting myself out there in this way is again going to teach me some lessons about all the stuff I want to do, you know. Like I'm just hoping to learn from this whole experience. I have another project coming up, which again is kind of a part of this what's happening, but it's a different avenue of it, which is more filmmaking. And again, I need to practice. Like I need to practice using the camera. I need to practice setups. I need to practice editing. Like I really want to start editing properly. I need to practice all the shit that goes on behind the scenes of a shoot. I want to practice elements of it, so I can work on this project, which if you guys, hopefully people will like it. I'm going to love making it. And it would be another way to involve people in a creative way that's not necessarily just sitting and talking, because not everybody wants to be involved in something like that. So I have another project coming that's kind of the thing, you know. It's kind of the thing that I'm excited about the most. And all of this is necessary to make that happen in my mind, because through this I can practice social media, I can practice editing, I can practice production, I can practice all the skills and then apply the skills to something that's a little bit higher stakes than me sitting and talking shit in front of a camera. Because this is me, you know, on a Saturday. I don't have to make food for people. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to think about taking care of people who are helping me to create something, or like, you know, I don't have to think about collaboration and how that will affect me psychologically, you know, and creative sacrifices that will happen. Like, this is, I want to practice all the practical stuff, practice the editing and the like using a fucking gimbal. Like, only certain people will know what a gimbal is, but like, the technology out here is wild now, you know? These audios. Oh, fuck, I put it. Oh, look. I want it that way. I think it looks prettier. This audio is magic. So this is perfect. I didn't have to, like, read a fucking Bible to understand this. And then, you know, certain things, you're like, okay, lights are handy, you know? But then editing, I'm like, poo mama. Shout out to editors, because it's hard work. So basically, this is what my podcast is going to be. It's going to be sometimes me talking about random shit, because I'll enjoy it, I think. Like, I'm just going to do whatever I enjoy. And see how it feels to put it out there, you know, see what it feels like to put myself on blast, just expose myself to all you people. So that's kind of the story. You'll see people I love, you'll see people I admire, hopefully, you know, I really want specific people on here. You'll see people who I've learned so much from, and then you'll see some people who I just have fun with, you know, like, there's certain people who I want to talk to, who I'm going to talk to, like one of my best friends, Mariana. She's not my best friend. That's not fair. But like, one of my best friends, and she's a psychologist. And like, you know, that episode is going to have some interesting, deep conversations. And then I had my brother on and we talked random shit, you know, and like, he, you know, there's certain people, I'm too deep of a person, which I'm self-aware to know, like, I'm far too deep, it's unnecessary most of the time, but there will be people who I can indulge that part of myself with, and then there's going to be some people who are just fucking hilarious, and then it'll be a different tone. So like, for me, I'm doing this because I'm only going to do this as long as I enjoy it, and the way for me to enjoy it is for it to feel natural and real. And so my first few weeks are going to be a little bit random and strange. Like, you'll see, we didn't have lights for the first couple of episodes. We didn't have the angles figured out for certain episodes at the start, you know, like, it's going to be a work in progress for a while. So like, I appreciate you watching, if you're watching, and yeah, you're just basically watching us, me, and figure the fuck out. Oh, I better mention Rob Potter. Thank you. He is a longtime friend, and he's like one of these people who just is like fucking nerdy about shit, you know? And like, I'm nerdy about shit too. So like, we're kind of both geek out on like particular things that are easier about like the production side of it. So he has helped me. He's co-produced. He's gonna co-produce, and he has co-produced the first few episodes. These ones I'm doing by myself, the solo ones, and he edits. So he's a fucking boss editing, and he's taught me so much, and even just helped me. Like, we just converse. We just even just chat about what it's going to be, you know, like, he just he's just been a real fucking help, and I wouldn't be here without him, for sure. So Rob Potter, his editing service and stuff is in my social media, and he'll be tagged and stuff, but like, yeah, thank you, Rob, because I could cry, it wouldn't have happened, this beautiful and random exhibition of me crying would not have happened without Rob Potter. So thank you, Rob. But yeah, that's it. Like, you'll see, you guys are people that know me, you know, I think most of you, like, if there's people who don't know me, hello, this is me, welcome. But the people who know me know that like, I'm impulsive and like overambitious. And so like, you're probably just watching a manifestation of that. And I hope it works. I hope it works out for everybody. I hope I mean to do good, you know, I want to do good things. But I better start bleeding out my like, I say butthole. Can I be saying butthole at some point? But it better be my period, because I'm too emotional. But like, this is just me trying to have fun and trying to make stuff. That's the purpose of this. So please be kind to me and be kind to each other. And yeah, I love you guys. Even if I don't know you, I love you. And okay, we might, like, I thought we'd get away with not editing, and now we might have to edit this bit out because it's a bit ridiculous. But, yeah, maybe I need to call it here. Did I mention everything? I'd say thank you to Rob. I told you what it's about, where it came from, And yeah, I think we can call it here. Please listen, you know, please listen and like let me know what you think. If it's negative, let me know, private message. And if it's positive, put it in the comments. And if you want to come on, if you're someone who like feels like you want a platform or feel like you want to try something like this out, like I have an open couch policy, you know, like I'm not, nobody is too small or too big for me to talk to. And we can clip that shit up. Like we can fucking slice and dice that and make you look good. So if you want to come on here and talk shit, I'm here. I want more people to start podcasts, you know, so I can go in there. More people that I find hilarious or find interesting to start podcasts, because then I won't look like such a crazy person. So I'm also happy to help anybody else do their thing. I just really want... I really want more of this type of shit out there for us, because I think Irish people are so fucking funny, you know. I know they are. So and everywhere, from everywhere, like all the peoples. But yeah, I hope it works. I hope this works. I hope you see. I hope this is the beginning of a long road for me. I think I'll really like this job. I think it will be something that satisfies me in a way that I've been searching for in potentially dangerous places. I'm going to test out the waters on how personal I'll actually go, because I have no idea. Yeah, which I'm going to embarrass myself and my family. But I definitely am an open book when it comes to encountering the world in general. So like, I feel like that's going to be my nature, whether I like it or not, because I've already cried 10 times here. So like, if that doesn't show you that I'm fucking, oh, I'm just available emotionally, then I don't know what will. But yeah, I think I'm going to wrap it there, guys. I think I've talked enough for everybody. Hopefully, I don't feel like I'm going to have to edit this that much. So maybe it's like, I was like, I'm going to have to edit so much. But like, this feels like I didn't say anything too crazy, I don't think. But yeah, I'll see you soon, I hope. And take care.